going to blow. And so they're coming here. They said they had nowhere else to go. With their strange computer voices and their one eye on a pole, they're moving in next door. And then they're signing on the dole. Asylum seeking Daleks are landing here at noon. Why can't we simply send them back or stick them on the moon? It says here in the Daily Mail they're coming here to stay. The loony lefties let them in. The middle class will pay. They claim that they're not terrorists. That doesn't wash with me. The last time I saw one, I hid wigs behind the settee. Good Lord, they're pink, with purple bumps. There's photos of them here. Not just extraterrestrial, the fucking things are queer. Yes, homosexual Daleks. And they're sponging off the state with huge Arts Council grants to teach delinquents how to skate. It's all here in the paper. I better tell the wife, for soon they will exterminate our British way of life. This satire on crass ignorance and tabloid-fostered fear is at an end. Now let me give one message, loud and clear. Golf course, shop floor, or BNP. Smash bigotry and hate. Asylum seekers, welcome here. You racists, emigrate. Cheers. Yeah. My wife says I look like a real poet now. No, but what I have for you now, comrades, is a communique, a very important communique. It was written a very long time ago. It was actually written on the 11th of January 2003. But nevertheless, it was a communique of such import in the history of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea that I consider it is worth repeating today. So this is a communique from Pyongyang, dated the 11th of January 2003, entitled North Korea Mourns Comrade Mickey Finn of T-Rex. It is with unfathomable sadness and regret that the dear leader, Comrade Kim Jong-il, the Central Committee of the Korean Workers' Party, the regional organisations, the progressive women and youth, and all the labouring masses throughout the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, learn of the death of Comrade Mickey Finn. Much love to Bongo Play with T-Rex, and through his much loved recordings, beloved bongo tutor and percussive mentor to the revolutionary people of our republic. When the unbearable news of Comrade Mickey's untimely death reached the ears of the Korean people, spontaneous mass demonstrations broke out all over the homeland. Millions of workers, peasants and intellectuals took to the streets in a huge show of proletarian love for Comrade Mickey. The sound of bongos being played slightly out of time could be heard across all corners of the republic. Above the occasionally erratic percussive clamour could clearly be heard the progressive slogans spontaneously rising from the lips of the people. Glory to the immortal memory of Comrade Mickey Finn of T-Rex, to his much loved recordings belong beloved bongo playing tutor to Comrade Kim Il-sung, the great leader, and his son Comrade Kim Jong-il, the dear leader. Long live the revolutionary and percussive Juche spirit embodied and reflected in Comrade Mickey's bongos. Death to the American imperialists and their British lackeys who dared to tell lies about the progressive and revolutionary nuclear weapons program of the DPRK and conspired to spread filth about the homeland. Death to their filthy media running dogs who ignore the life and work of Comrade Mickey Finn. Glory to his bongos. Glory to authentically produced percussive sound. Death to electronically produced and computer generated so-called dance music. Let us make new initiatives in the field of culture to honour the memory of Comrade Mickey. Let us make it clear to the progressive peoples of the world that house music lives in the house of the bourgeoisie. And trance is the state of mind of those who have been who have been fooled by the lies of the US imperialists and their lackeys. Let us ensure that henceforth the only techno in revolutionary Korea is the ever greater technological development of our militant and steel-like response against all aggressors. People's Revolutionary Nuclear War. That the only deep house is the radiation-proof underground bunker of the dear leader, Comrade Kim Jong-il. That the only garage are the big silo systems housing our militant intercontinental People's Revolutionary Ballistic Missiles. That the only acid house is the interrogation chamber reserved for all these political party elements. That the only chill-out zone is the mortuary. Destination of all those who dare to raise their hands against the revolutionary Korean people. That old school means but one thing, the immortal teachings of Marx, Engels, Lenin, and Stalin!